माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवरदारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरा वन चारी यमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद ब्रह्मंस परिवृजगाचार्य अष्टोतस दिवाइन ग्रेस अभयचरणारिन भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रभुजगाचार्य अष्टोदश दिवाइंद्र शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय द्वारका धाम की जय गंगा मई की जय जमुना मई की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय श्याम वेद भक्त बृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली वोटर्स ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली वोटर्स All glories to the assembled ones. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauram. Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टम स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयम दधाति स्वपदंतिकम वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलम श्री गुरुन वैष्णवंश श्री रूपम सग्रजातम सहगना रघुनाथन्वितम तम सजीवम सद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजना सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादानुसहगना श्री ललिता श्री विशाखवितंश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणाम वंशकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो विष्णु पदारे कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pashyata Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1 Chapter 14 Text 37 Yat Pad Sushrushna Mukhya Karmana Satyadayo Ashta Sahasrayoshitaha Nirjitya Sankhe Vidashams Tadasisho Bharanti Vajrayudha Vallabhochitaha Yadpada Susrushana Mukhya Karmana Satyadayo Dvyashta Sahasrayoshitaha Nirjitya Sankhe Tridasam Tadashisho Haranti Vajrayudha Vallabhochitaha Yatpada Susrushana Mukhya Karmana Satyadayo Dvyashta Sahasrayoshitaha Nirjitya Sankhe Tridasam Tadashisho Haranti Vajrayudha Vallabhochitaha Yatpada Susrushana Mukhya Karmana Satyadayo Dvyashta Sahasrayoshitaha Nijitya Sankhe Tridasam Tadashisho Haranti Vajrayudha Vallabhochitaha Response Yatpada Susrushana Mukhya Karmana Satyadayo Dvyashta Sahasrayoshitaha Nijitya Sankhe Tridasam Tadashisho Vanti Vajrayudha Vallabhochitaha Yatpada Susrushana Mukhya Karmana Vaishnavis, Yat, whose? Pad, feet. Sushushana, administration of comforts. Mukhya, the most important. Karmana, by the acts of. Satyadayaha, queens headed by Satyabhama. Vyashta, twice eight. Sahasra, thousand. Yoshitaha, the fair sex. Nirjitya, by subduing. Sankhye, in the battle. Tridashan, of the denizens of heaven. Tadashishaha, what is enjoyed by the demigods. Haranti, do take away. Vajra Ayodha Vallabha, the wives of the personality who controls the thunderbolt. Uchitaha, deserving. Translation purported by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Simply by administering comforts at the lotus feet of the Lord, which is the most important of all services, the queens at Dwarka, headed by Satyabhama, induce the Lord to conquer the demigods. Thus the queens enjoy things which are prerogatives of the wives of the controller of thunderbolts. Purport. Satyabhama, one of the principal queens of Lord Krishna at Dwarka. After killing Narakasura, Lord Krishna visited the palace of Narakasura accompanied by Satyabhama. He went to Indraloka also with Satyabhama, and she saw received by Sachidevi, who induced her to the mother of the demigods, Aditi. Aditi was very much pleased with Satyabhama, and she blessed her with the benediction of permanent youth as long as Lord Krishna remained on the earth. Aditi also took her with her to show her the special prerogatives of the demigods in the heavenly planets. When Satyabhama saw the Parijat flower, she desired to have it in her palace at Dwarka. After that, she came back to Dwarka along with her husband and expressed her willingness to have Parijat flowers at her palace. Satyabhama's palace was especially bedecked with valuable jewels, even in the hottest season of summer, the inside of the palace remained cool, as if air-conditioned. She decorated her palace with various flags, heralding the news of her great husband's presence there. Once along with her husband, she met Draupadi, and she was anxious to be instructed by Draupadi in the ways and means of pleasing her husband. Draupadi was expert in this affair because she kept five husbands, the Pandavas, and all were very much pleased with her. On receipt of Draupadi's instructions, she was very much pleased and offered her good wishes and returned to Dwarka. She was the daughter of Satrajit. After the departure of Lord Krishna, when Arjun visited Dwarka, all the queens, including Satyabhama and Rukmini, lamented for the Lord with great feeling. At the last stage of her life, she left for the forest to undergo severe penance. Satyabhama instigated her husband to get the Parijat flowers from the heavenly planets, and the Lord guarded, even by the force from the demigods, as a common husband secures things to please her wife. As already explained, the Lord had very little to do with so many wives to carry out their orders like an ordinary man. But because the queens accepted the high quality of devotional service, namely administering the Lord all comforts, the Lord played the part of a faithful and complete husband. No earthly creature can expect to have things from the heavenly kingdom, especially Parijat flowers, which are simply to be used by the demigods. But due to their becoming the Lord's faithful wives, all them enjoyed the special prerogatives of the great wives of the denizens of heaven. In other words, since the Lord is the proprietor of everything within His creation, it is not very astonishing for the queens of Dwarka to have any rare thing from any part of the universe. So, Krishna had in Dwarka how many wives, queens? 16,108, right? Out of that, 100 were the main important. And out of that, 8 were the chief, principal queens. And who were that? Those 8? Rukmini, Satyabhama, Bhadra, Mitravinda, Kalindi, Lakshmana, Jambavati, and I have Nagnajit. That's Satya. Nagnajit's daughter Satya. So these were the 8 principal queens were there, and of course the Rukmini was the chief, and then the Satyabhama. Right? And Krishna had, of course, amazing relationship with all the 16,108 queens simultaneously. That's why He's Lord, right? He's Bhagavan. Right? And each queens were constantly meditating on Krishna. That is their life. All were the Lakshmis, consorts, devotees. And of course, they were the, as Brahma Samhita says, Lakshmi Sahasratha Samrama Sevyamanam. Right? There are millions and millions of Lakshmis who are serving Lord Krishna in the spiritual world. But here, same Krishna has that He appeared, He has 16,100 queens. In Dwarka. Same. And this in earthly pastime. So all these queens considered themselves to be the servant maid of Krishna. Here the word is Sushrushana, looking the comfort after Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita 17th chapter, text 14. It is mentioned that the austerity of the body consists of serving the spiritual master, worshipping the Supreme Lord, Brahmanas, and the superiors like father and mother. This is the Vedic culture, which is going down now in Kali Yuga. See? And these queens were most fortunate because they were in the association of Krishna all the time. And they were serving. The mood was service. Service was the mood. And they were always meditating on the comforts of Krishna. Just like the faithful wife, she also looks for the, make sure that she gives the comforts to her husband. And vice versa. So, by service, you get the benefit from them. By service to the Lord, service to the spiritual master, service to the Vaishnavas, you get the benefit. What benefit you get? Because in the pure devotees of the Lord, Krishna's love is within the heart of the pure devotee. So when you do the service, what happens? Their love is agitated in their heart. And they sprinkle that love on you.
the person whom you do service. See? And that love is revived in our heart. So that's why the service is the most important in our devotional service. See? Now, service is, of course, service is by the mind, service with the words, minds, and of course, by the body, words, and mind. See? And that's why in also in Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter, text 34, Tadvidhi Paripratena Pariprasena Sevya Updesh of Sevya Seva Updesh Tantiti Jnanam Jnaninas Tattva Darshana. So Seva, service. See? And of course, it is austerity to serve according to the desire of spiritual master. It's austerity. Because we usually have, I can say for myself, have our desire according to how I want to serve. But to serve the according to desire of spiritual master is austere. And that brings, that service according to desire of the spiritual master is actually brings us, of course, according to your desire, so that's also service. But the according desire of the spiritual master, service and instruction, that is not easy. And we have example of Srila Prabhupada. Right? He was given the instruction, first instruction to preach, to spread this message of Krishna consciousness in English language. It wasn't easy for Srila Prabhupada to do that. As we know from the biography, it wasn't easy. 70-year-old man coming in the Jaladuta. There is no passengers. It's a Jaladuta of the bringing the goods. And in that you get one cabin to stay for in the Jaladuta for 30 days. What 30 days? Whatever was it? 45 days, whatever was it. You see. But he did it. And he got. So, same as we have examples, many examples in our Krishna consciousness. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, right? We had a meeting in Mayapur, and now all the temple presidents were complaining about him. I'm paraphrasing. That he is taking all the devotees from our temple, all the brahmacharis in the Radha Damodar party. Right? And Tamal Krishna Maharaj is sitting in the back of the room and all the presidents are talking about Srila Prabhupada. And then after all the president left, Tamal Krishna Maharaj kind of mentioned, I guess I should go to China. Srila Prabhupada caught him there. And next morning, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is in the Guru Puja, and Srila Prabhupada's secret servant comes and says, Srila Prabhupada wants to see you. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, what is it for? He says, I'm not going. No, I'm not going. No, I'm not going. He said that. But where you were? No. Prabhupada wants to see you. And as soon as he goes in Srila Prabhupada's room, Srila Prabhupada had taken the bath and he was putting tilak on, and then Srila Prabhupada said, so you're going to go to China. This is it. Would it be easy? Who was managing the Radha Damodar party with how many devotees were there? 40, 50, 100, whatever was it? Yeah, you have to go to China. And he did it. Same as the Rameshwar Prabhu. You are printing 17 volumes of Chaitanya Chaitamita in 2 months. These are the austerities devotees go through. And that is mainly is a service. See? So service is the most important, and that cultures our soul when we serve. Culture the spirit soul. See? Because we are meant to serve anyhow. Spirit soul means to serve Krishna. But because we want to be served, I want to be served, right? That's why I'm here. So now we have to bring back ourselves in the service. So now the service is also, it starts with the mental, with our mental attitude should be to serve. Then on the intellectual level is to serve, means we want to serve because if we understand on intellectual level through the scriptures or the service that I should serve. And then on the spiritual level, where it is said that it is most natural, because that is a natural constitutional position of the soul, to serve. But to serve the Supreme Lord and His devotees. And we see in the temple here, right? Many devotees, they are serving for so many years. Pujaris and temple presidents and many Vaishnavis, right, serving. So this is because that is natural. So, see. Now, because that is our swarup. Mukhya karmana, that is what here this word is used here. Mukhya karmana, main. Main karma, make karma is the service. Service to the spiritual master, service to Krishna, service to Vaishnavas. See. Usually when on material platform we think, is it good, it is not good, should I serve? I mean, is it going to benefit to me? Or is it not going to benefit? No, we think that way. Right? I do it. See? But that is not the here. Here the queens, they have perfected their life in the service of Krishna. See? And their goal of life is to serve the lotus feet of the Lord. Usually in the material world, usually feet are considered to be lower. Right? When the kids comes from playing, usually when I enter the house, first thing we say is that, go wash your feet. Right? To touch the feet of the person considered to be lower. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam, the devotee wants, devotee is licking the lotus honey, licking the honey, you know, emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord. He is licking. So that is the service attitude. Now, these Lakshmis, they have not occupied their position just like that. They didn't immediately become the queens of Krishna. No. What is Srimad Bhagavatam says? Krita Punya Punja, right? In the Brahma's prayers, right? He says, these cowherd boys have done austerities for thousands of lives practically to serve Krishna. And because of that, they are able to, Krishna can see it on the shoulder of Krishna. See? When the Krishna and Krishna's group and the cowherd boys group has the games, and whichever party loses, they have to become a horse, or they have to have the winning party has to sit on the shoulder of the losing party. And Krishna is in losing party. Krishna loses the game. Then cowherd boy wants to make sure they're sitting on the shoulder of Krishna. This is the loving relationship. But how they guard it, this relationship? How they acquire? How they, by the service, performing austerities. Same as the Nand Maharaj can order Krishna to go bring my shoes. Or Yashoda binds up Krishna with a rope. These are the loving exchanges between the love between the devotee and the Lord. See? So in the love there is a different grader of portions of love. Right? We know adosada tatha sadhu sangha bhajan kriyanatma vrittischa. Then nishtha ruchi asakti bhava prema. And after the prema there is a man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhava and mahabhava. Radharani is the Mahabhava. Radharani can control Krishna. When Sri Radharani goes in the mana, sulkiness, then Krishna touches the feet of Radharani. And Jayadeva Goswami, he wanted to write. But Jayadeva Goswami was little bit, he wasn't sure to write this sloka. I don't remember exact sloka. Yeah, the pada pallava, that's I know the thing. He wasn't sure. So his daily charya, daily activities were in the morning, he would go to take a bath with his kamandala to the bank of the river. He would go take a bath and he would come back. After taking bath, he would come back and then he would worship the deities and then he would write. So one morning he had written it on his paper, but he scratched it out that he wasn't sure whether this is the sloka he wrote about the Radharani. Krishna, Radha Krishna is touching feet of Radharani. He wasn't sure about it. So he went to take a bath, and when he took a bath, he went there, and the Krishna is coming in the form of Jayadev, returning right away. Jayadev, Asli Jayadev, what do you call the Asli Jayadev? Real Jayadev is going to take a bath, and suddenly the Jayadev is coming back. And his wife name was Jamba. His wife is saying, Prabhu, what happened? Why are you so early usually? You go take a bath, you go take a bath, you come back, you know, it takes you time. Why are you so early? Said, I'm early. Give me the paper and the pen. So Krishna himself is writing down that sloka. And then he suggests Jayadev, Nakli Jayadev, right? You call him in Hindi Nakli Jayadev. Pastor, what do you call him? Impostor? That's what you call in English? So Impostor Jayadev, he's saying, I want to eat. See, Prabhu, you don't eat every day, you don't eat right now. You usually eat, you know, you go take a bath, you do your daily service to the Lord and then you eat. And you want to eat right now? Yeah, I want to eat right now. She said, okay. So she is making all the prasadam for him and offering the prasadam in the plate. any heat, and then he says, I'm going now to take a bath. This is unusual. So he goes, and the Asli Jayadev comes. Asli Jayadev comes and, Prabhu, what happened? You just went to take a bath, you back again? She said, what do you mean? I went to take a bath as usual. She said, no, you just came. You came here and you asked me the paper and pen to write down, and then you wanted to eat. You had a prasadam. So then Asli Jayadev is saying, what are you talking about? She said, yeah. So Jayadev is saying, Asli Jayadev is saying that, let me see the paper. Where is that paper? So Krishna had written that sloka which was, he was reluctant to write. And not just that, Jayadev is saying that, where is that plate where Krishna, where is that Jayadev had it? Give me that plate. And he is actually licking that plate from it. Licking that plate. And he says, the you servant is the most fortunate than me, that you cook for Krishna and Krishna ate. And that's why I'm licking from this plate. You are most fortunate. So this is the service. This is the service. So he says the love, because there is a love. Love conquers all. But in the material world it's difficult to express that genuine love. It's difficult to express. It is usually in our Srimad Bhagavatam language, it is lust. See. In the material world, the great personalities, you know, has also power of Maya. See. And then behind them they bring other personalities. Srila Prabhupada gave the example from the third canto. Kapil Muni is instructing to Mother Devahuti. Third canto, 31st chapter, text 38. Balam yema pasya maya, stri maya, jaino disham, ya karoti pada krantan, bruvi jram bhena kevalam. He says, translation, just try to understand the mighty strength of my Maya in the shape of a woman who by the mere movement of her eyebrows can keep even the greatest conquerors of the world under her grip and vice versa. This is Kali Yuga. I'm just adding it. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about Cleopatra. Cleopatra was the queen and she was the most beautiful personality. Everywhere known to be most beautiful. But in the dramatic language, it is said that faith can launch 1,000 ships, that ships gets launched automatically. And what happened is this Caesar who was a emperor. An emperor, Caesar with his army, came to see Cleopatra. And the Cleopatra was the queen. She was sitting on the throne. Now he had actually come for different purpose because he was he was completely sold out to her. So he came here, and when he came, then he was all Cleopatra's, all the people, they paid obeisances, they kneeled down. And here the emperor Caesar is coming there, and he's coming and he wants to see, sees by her eyes, she's telling him to kneel down. See? And whole his army, he's emperor. And here is just a queen, So he doesn't want to kneel down. But he's sold out to her. So then with her feet, she's just throwing the pillow. And actually to the Caesar, he's actually putting his knees and he's kneeling down. His army is saying, no, 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 no. But he kneeled down. This is the situation in the material world. See? Right? So the point is that because in the material world everything is on the selfish motive. Everything is on love. Minister bows down to chief minister for what? To make sure that my position stays. Right? Isn't it? So here when we're talking about the Satyavama, Satyabhama and Krishna has gone to the heavenly planet and see the Parijat, and she has interested to bring the Parijat flowers from the heaven. Now to bring from heaven, Indra's protocol is that you cannot take these flowers from here, heaven. You are in the material, you are in the earth planet, go there. But Krishna also faces a problem with his subordinates. Right? See? Indra, who is Indra? Indra, everything Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport, at the end of the purport. He mentioned that the Lord is the proprietor of everything within his creation. It is not astonishing for the queens of Dwarka to have any rare things from any part of the universe. Because Lord, He's the creator. It's nothing for Lord to bring flowers from heavenly planets. Right? It's nothing. But He does it. But even He has to fight with Indra. And of course, He's victorious and He brings the Parijat. So Srila Prabhupada writes like a in the material world, people who don't understand who is Krishna, they think that it is Krishna is a handpack husband of Satyabhama. But it's not like that. Don't think Krishna is ordinary person. Don't think Krishna is some historical figure. Don't think that. No, this is the transcendental pastimes because Krita Punya Punja, these Prajvasis and these queens have performed the austerity and performed the seva for many years, life after life after life. See. So here Yudhishthira Maharaj is describing Krishna's opulences in one of these. And what are the four opulences besides the 60 qualities? What are the four extra? Yes. Leela Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, his devotees and beauty. Rupa Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Leela Madhuri and the with his devotees, surrounded by devotees. So this is what Krishna does. And this is what he was doing in the Dwarka. So to bring the Parijat flowers was not a, like a handpack husband, it was love. And to understand that love, what we should do? Serve. When we serve the devotees, serve the Vaishnavas, serve spiritual masters, serve Krishna, then as we say, the love within the pure devotee's heart is there, and that love will be agitated in their heart and they will sprinkle that love. Okay. So it is not physical activity alone, it is not just physical activity. It is not a mental activity alone. It is not intellectual activity either, but it is the activity of the soul, because that is the natural constant position of the soul to serve. Okay? That's why Krishna gives, when devotee performs devotion, Krishna gives mukti very easily, but he will not give bhakti very easily. Because if he gives bhakti, then what happens? What happens? He is bound. He is bound to his devotees. Okay. Thank you for all of you coming. Hare Krishna. Where are you all coming from? Tampa. All way from Tampa. Huh? Boy. Hey, there is a Rath Yatra in Clearwater Beach. You know that? September 18th. So I will see all of you there, huh? Thank you. Huh?
We just took a quick break to pray to God.
Okay. Any questions, any comments?
I know you just mentioned this point about, you know, Krishna giving bhakti and becomes obligated. Just to expand a little bit, that we can see this pastime from that angle also, that because these queens perform so many austerities and they devoted themselves so much to Krishna, that they become deserving, where Krishna becomes obligated because of their pure devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, he's reciprocating in service.
Mm.
So it's not that he's unpacked, but he's serving. Because whenever a pure devotee has a desire, then even the Lord wants to fulfill that desire.
Sure.
Because generally they have no desires, they ask for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to see you from that.
Thank you.
So we understand that the queens of Krishna and the devotees in the spiritual world, they are eternal servants. They are eternally part of Krishna's entourage. So we're thinking that in the spiritual world, nobody is performing austerities, and yet they're saying that thousands of years of austerities, then they become the gopas. So there's a disconnect. So I don't understand.
Well, it's a good question. Relationship is eternal. Like our relationship with Krishna also eternal. Right? Now, when the Krishna was performing pastimes in Vrindavan, there are six groups of the devotees who were from the Lord Ramchandra's time. from Treta Yuga. Those six groups of the people, they were attracted to Lord Ram, and they wanted Lord Ram to be their husband. Even the rishis, when Ram was performing was in exile, even the rishis, they were Dandakarya forest. These rishis were also attracted to Ram to be their husband. So the question is arising, how is that rishis wanted that? Because their original constitutional position was to serve the Lord as a gopis. So those, they came here to perform the pastime during Lord Ramchandra's time. And then after Treta Yuga come to Dwapara Yuga, they perform the tapasya from Treta Yuga to Dwapara Yuga. And then when Krishna appeared, because Lord Ramchandra had ek patni vrata, one wife, right? But he had told them that I will fulfill your desires when I come in Dwapara Yuga. Because Krishna is a nutcut. He can, you know, thousands of wives, billions of wives. So those are the groups came in the Dwapara Yuga, and they were there in the Braj to perform the Krishna's pastime. So we are also eternal. We also have a constitutional relationship with the Lord. We have it. Our natural constitutional position is there. We don't know that. And that's why by the love and by the service, by performing devotional service, we will be situated in our constitutional position one day. Either in this life or next life or many lives, we don't know. See? So it is the pastimes of the Lord which is giving us. So this is giving us a faith that, yeah, I also have a, you know, settle down. Usually when we talk about settle down, here is talking about settle down of the soul. You see, when we talk about settle down, we settle down with marrying wife, getting married or getting good job. That's what we think when we think of settle down. But real settle down is the settle down of the soul in their original conscious position. Is that clear?
Could you say the four again?
Like what?
Venu.
Yeah, Lila Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, Roop Madhuri, and the last one.
Lila Madhuri is the pastimes.
Right.
And Venu, flute, and what's the other two?
Roopa Madhuri is the beauty.
Roopa means beautiful.
Beauty.
Form, right. And
the last one is his associates. I don't know the Sanskrit, I forgot.
Sangha Madhuri.
Huh?
No.
Anyhow. Okay. Anything else? Thank you. Hare Krishna.